Last time on Adventures in Odyssey, Tom, Eugene, Erica, and Sam took off in the Imagination Station to learn about Christmas carols from different countries. Let's rejoin the gang for part two of our adventure, Christmas Around the World.
Any idea where we are, Eugene?
A small Austrian church high in the Alps in the region of Tyrol near Salzburg, the year 1818.
I am Joseph Moore, assistant pastor at this church, and you must forgive me. I am so distracted this evening. It is Christmas Eve, and ach, lieber, what happens? Only that our beautiful organ stops working. That is what happens. Oh, the choir is assembled, and people in our village will be coming, and no organ to play our Christmas songs.
A broken organ at a little church in Germany? What are we going to learn here?
Just watch and see.
Joseph! Joseph!
Oh, forgive me for interrupting.
What, Franz?
I came to speak with you about the words which you gave me this morning. Such inspired words.
What words, Mr. Moore?
Last night, as I was strolling through the mountainside, the beauty and the stillness brought words to my mind. I wrote them down and gave them to Franz here. He is a schoolteacher and our church organist.
We have often said that we need a new Christmas song, one that truly captures its spirit. I can proclaim to you now, friend Moore, you have found it, the right song. God be praised. I was so inspired that I spent the day writing the music. Would you like to hear it?
Indeed.
Sure. Sure.
Oh, yes, but our organ is broken.
Then I will accompany our singers on my guitar. Listen.
Silent Night.
I know that song.
I figured you did. And now you know the story behind it. Poland tends to be cold this time of year, particularly when one stands in the middle of town square.
Oh, it is too cold out here. Everyone, come in my shop.
Christ is born this evening. Let us go rejoice.
okay. But all these songs are from Europe. What about the rest of the world?
Well, we could go to the Orient.
Know those songs were Chinese?
The first song was, but the other wasn't. China is like a lot of continents that were evangelized by Christian missionaries. More Christmas songs were taken into the country than came out. So the songs are familiar, but done in the style of the people. Like you'll hear in the next continent.
Africa!
That's right.
Thank you.
as though we're in a Latin American country. Mexico, perhaps? Unless I'm wrong, we're taking part in the posadas.
What's a posadas?
For 8 nights before Christmas, a group of friends will reenact Joseph and Mary's search for shelter. Posadas. On Christmas Eve, they go from home to home singing traditional songs and ask to be let in.
Let us in!
No, senor, you must sing first.
Then sing we will!
You have sung well. Come in.
What happens now?
It's time for the Posadas party, where a piñata is hung and blindfolded children with long sticks try to break it open so the toys and candy will fall out.
Cool. Let's go in.
Uh-uh. We don't have time. We have one more important stop.
Okay, if I could have your attention. Some of the songs that we're going to sing for you were written 40 years ago by a man named Alfred Burt, who sent them out as Christmas cards to his family and friends. And he did, I think, about 14 in all. And as a matter of fact, many people consider these to be really the most American of all Christmas carols. And, well, we thought that they'd be appropriate while we decorate the tree.
What a beautiful tree.
Oh, hi, guys. I didn't see you come in. Glad you finally made it.
Sorry if we're late, George.
Where are we?
The Odyssey Nursing Home. Didn't Tom and Eugene tell you?
We neglected to mention the purpose of our last visit.
We're singing for the folks here because they can't get out to church or their families. Okay, kids, let's set up the nativity scene while we sing another Alfred Burt Carroll.
Thank you, George, and all you wonderful children. On behalf of all of us at the Odyssey Nursing Home, we're grateful for the light you brought to our Christmas.
It's been our pleasure, Mr. Chapman.
I understand you have a big finish?
We do. Take your places, kids.
Yeah, we're ready.
Well, Sam, Erica, did you have a good trip?
Yeah.
It was great.
I believe you should have more than enough material for your school report.
Uh-huh. We should ace it with no problem.
I wish I could use the imagination station for all my homework.
In a way, you can.
I can?
Yep. Just use the one you carry in your head. Your own imagination.
Around the world, the Christmas bells are ringing. And everywhere, the Christmas stories told. And if you listen closely, the love that fills the hearts of young and old. Around the world, they're singing of the Savior.
Thank you for joining us for this special Christmas adventure.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas!